This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I know you're itching to get out and start spring cleanup. Please don't. Oh, I've been cringing as I watch people out raking and cutting back perennials. Ugh, this affects the insects and critters that have been sheltering in your debris. I know a 74-degree day seems like it should mean go time. If this were May or even late April, it would be. But this is early March 2024, and that means we can still have cold and snow. Do you recall April 15th, 2018? I do. See it on GardenBite.com. I also have a photo of about a 10-inch snowfall in May, but I can't find that one. Maybe it got buried. Yeah, I went there. Sorry. Also, traipsing around on your lawn is not good for the soil. It's not ready for you. You can create more compaction and injure any new growth more than the cold and/or snowfall. A friend of mine mentioned that over the weekend he saw a man mowing his lawn in Wisconsin. Heck, please, wait, your lawn will thank you. If you do have piles of snow in your landscape after April 15th, you can start raking out the snow piles so that they thaw quicker. Some trees and shrubs have already started budding out. Then we drop to about 6 degrees. How will this affect them? If they survive the cold, there's still no guarantee that they won't be stunted. But Terry, I'm planning a graduation party and I can get a jump start on sprucing up my backyard. Oh, I know, it's tempting, but while it may look good for the party, it won't stay that way. Gardening is a long game where Mother Nature rules. Even most nurseries in our northern climate still have their shrubs, trees, and perennials covered. Take a deep breath. Go for a walk around your neighborhood, in a park, in the woods, and calm down. Spring will arrive. You'll be able to get out there when the time is right. That's just not now. Do not scratch the itch yet. Go to my website, gardenbite.com, and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.